Join Ian Garlick as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlick Marketing Show with Ian Garlick. And yes, it's Ian, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right. Continuing our trade show marketing segment, I've got Rob Vernon from Digital Arts Imaging. Rob, say hi.
Hey there, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. And we're going to talk about the huge advantage and the surge that's going on in trade shows, the huge opportunity for getting hundreds of really qualified leads, the two big questions you have to ask before going to a trade show, the importance of telling a story on the trade show floor, and how Rob and his company have create trade show booths that tell a story, especially for Acute Angling, who's now crushing at multiple trade shows simultaneously. The number one problem with trade show booths to avoid, the best giveaways Rob has ever seen, hint, it's beer, and how to make your trade show giveaway sticky, and the number one thing you should do before a trade show and shouldn't expect your salespeople to do, as well as the latest trends in trade show booth design. All this on the Garlick Marketing Show, but of course, this brought to you by VideoCaseStory.com. Trade shows, marketing at trade shows, one of the best things you can do is to be using customer stories. We will be doing a webinar on that, but also you can collect your customer stories at trade shows. Go to VideoCaseStory.com where we can help you set up all of that. All right, let's get started. Give us a little bit about your background in the trade show and association and convention space, because you've been doing this for a little bit of time.
Over 25 years I've been helping people with their trade show needs, both graphic design, producing the graphics, hardware, logistics, all that sort of thing.
And I feel like trade shows are, and all these types of events are really back, and that's what they're really surging right now. What, when you're thinking about like setting up a trade show, there's so many logistics around it, and I think maybe the printing and stuff almost comes secondary or tertiary, but how do you go about thinking about how to help someone when they're going to a trade show?
Well, first thing, make sure that they're selecting the correct venue. Let's say you want to exhibit for maybe the point of purchase, you know, shows or whatever. There's several to choose from, so you have to select the right venue, the right time of year, the right place, and then you also have to figure out, you know, that it's the correct audience. Once you have that in place, you have to make sure you get it booked early and that you get a good spot on the floor. Otherwise, you're in some corner back by the bathroom somewhere, and you don't want that. So I think booking, getting the right venue and booking early is absolutely key.
And when you're selecting, that's interesting because, you know, you help them with printing, et cetera. Do you, when your client says, hey, I'm going to do this, do you talk to them about any of that stuff?
Yeah, I've got one right now where we're actually talking about which show to go to. So we talk about the advantages of whichever show they're considering or shows. And I like to also, at the time of year too, when is it? Where is it? Of course, people like to go to Orlando and Vegas. Those are the two big ones. But back in the day, it used to be Chicago and San Francisco as well. And they're coming back, but it's still Vegas and Orlando. But you have to consider everything. Are people going to want to go play golf? What do they want to do? You know, what's going to draw them there? So it's a complex equation. It really is.
It is. Yeah, for sure. And now post pandemic, everything's back on the rise. What has changed when considering, like, you've decided this is the trade show? What has changed on your approach for creating a great trade show marketing plan?
I wouldn't say a lot's changed from pre-COVID. And, you know, what's changed is really everybody is wanting to get back in front of people, face to shake hands. And everybody was so lonely being isolated, so there is a big rush. I'd say what's changed is really everybody in the mood to go, right? That's what I see right now. We've seen it, 9/11, shut down trade shows, the recession of 2008, shut down trade shows. It seems to be every 10 years there's some kind of event that precludes everybody from getting together. And then there's a huge, right? There's a huge rush to get back on the trade show floor. So I would say it's just the attitude. People are ready. They're ready to travel and go. You see the planes are packed everywhere, right?
Yeah, you are right. And they're ready to see real people too, aren't they?
They are. They are. And trade shows are great because usually it's very serious buyers. Usually it's not tire kickers. It's people that are you're buying your products and services. You get to introduce yourself. They get to meet you. They get to read your body language. It's not on a Zoom call.
Yeah. Talk.
I love them.
And so tell me a little bit about what you all do. So your website is digitalartsimaging.com. Put a link to that in the show notes. But tell me about how you help someone to maximize their trade show presence.
I can give you a case study. I think that'll probably help the most.
I love case stories.
Okay. So we've got a client and we've had them for, oh my goodness, I think it's over 20 years now, maybe right at 20 years. And when we first met them, they booked trips to the Amazon for fishing. And these are extremely experienced folks. So we started doing their trade show work and we were just producing the graphics. And after a few years, I noticed, I said, the guy's owner's name's Paul. I said, I noticed you've got three different trips, but you don't really talk about them. You just have your company name. So we helped him create three different logos, three different trip scenarios, and really promote on the trade show floor that he's got three separate trips. And that really works. So I think within 4 or 5 years of that, he doubled his business. Now, he's since sold it, but once he started really understanding the story he was telling, because it is a story, you're telling a story on the show floor, and you've got, just like anywhere, 5 seconds. I mean, people are walking down the aisle. You've got to grab their attention and then hook them into the booth and really tell the story. And it has to be a very concise story. You have to really tell your product offering clearly and succinctly. So we were able to really work with them, create a trade show system that did that. And they went, now they do three concurrent trade shows.
So wow.
They've got three different booths that are traveling all the time. They max out all their trips every year now. And it's just been a beautiful thing to see. But it started out because we didn't understand the business either. We were putting the booths together and go, I don't really understand the story here. You can take people fishing, but I think there's more to it.
And I love that you're doing that, because one of the things we've done in the past, and I always tell clients is, you know, we're doing an episode about this, is use case stories on a video and client stories talking about their problem and really to hook people in.
Yeah.
And I love this idea of designing around story. Man, that's really powerful. So you found their story. Now tell me about how you made that brought that story to life with the printing and the booth, etc.
We separated everything out. So they usually have a 20-foot booth. So it's big, right? Mm-hmm. They have a hanging structure. And we did that for them and everything. They have a big backdrop. And then they have this counter. It's like an L-shaped counter. And the counters, I think they're 4 feet deep, 8 feet wide, and there's a corner, so it's 16 feet of the space. And what we did is we printed on acrylic, back printed on acrylic to go on top of the tabletops. And each of the trip's story is very succinct and color-coded. So, and it ties in with their brochures, their collateral, their backdrop, everything's color-coded. And now there's numbers, trip one, trip two, trip three, and there's names, and each trip has a separate logo. And each trip is designed for different types of people. So we have to tell that story. And we started out with just the logos. Then we decided to color code it. So each year we got a little better and better and better. And finally, we finally got it dialed in.
And Natalie, tell me about the experience that they have now at the trade shows. What are the results that they get out of it?
Book trips right on the floor. The trips are from $5,000 to $8,000 and they sell out. So I don't even know how many they sell, but they do quite well. I'll tell you that. They're at Safari Club and they're at the right shows with the right message. And they were going up against their competitors. I think one was called, don't laugh, Captain Peacock. So they take them fishing for peacock bass. It's a special
bass. Yeah.
So the big kahuna in that space was Captain Peacock. So they were trying to knock them off their off the mountain, and they did by telling the story on how to fish for peacock bass their style. So
nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So they landed the big fish.
They did. So yeah.
Peacock bass fishing. That's awesome. I want to go peacock bass fishing. That's really cool.
I'll tell you the company. It's acuteangling.com. So that's our client. You can tell they're check them all out. They're, like I said, I've had them since I think 2003. Yeah. We've been on their booths for, well, this will be 20th year.
Wow. So you look at the story, you plan the story out, and you create this design. What do you feel are the big mistakes that people make when they're planning out their trade show exhibit or their floor exhibit?
Great question. And it's the same problem with billboards. They put too much copy. They put too much copy on the back wall. Now, basically, the back walls should draw people into the booth. Then they can be engaged. Now, hopefully, it gets them asking questions like, what's this about? Or could I have some more information? So they try to put too much, and it just confuses everybody. It should be a very simple headline or maybe a subhead. It's the same with a website, or it's the same with anything, a TV ad. If you cram too much stuff in there, it confuses people. Confused people don't buy, and they walk past.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and you can have copyright if it's a story, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can lead them through it, but then there needs to be augmented, products, whether augmented literature, whether it's a brochure or whatever, something else has to go deeper.
Gotcha. And so what the other question too is, what should they be giving away stuff? Do you tell your clients to be giving away stuff? Obviously, you've talked about printed materials. What type of printed materials? And also, should they be giving away gifts, tchotchkes, et cetera? What are your opinions on that?
Absolutely, they should be giving away stuff. They should be giving away promotional items with their logo. And I tell a story, the best promotion, the best giveaway I've ever seen, I've only seen it once. It was a booth, and they promoted free beer. And that booth was packed the entire time. You couldn't even get close to it. So give away something people want, whether it's ice cream or beer or food or promotional items, but give away something, engage them. Absolutely. Everybody loves food.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone loves food, and most people love beer. That is amazing. Oh, man. Yeah. That's a great idea. I think, yeah, I've been to one of those booths before. I don't remember though. I think I stayed too long. And when it comes to materials to give away, because I know I've left places and it's like, oh my God, there's so much stuff here. And then I really don't go through it. Yeah. How do you make sure that you're giving stuff that has some traction after someone leaves the trade show?
It's all about value. It's about anything you give a person, whether it's an email, a direct mail campaign, anything, it's got to have value. So really plan it out. Make it something that they'll want to keep, whether it's some information about your industry, a white paper. It shouldn't just be words on a page or something like that has no meaning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's on the quality of the copy and putting yourself in the customer's shoes. What would this person want? And what would they keep? What would have value long term that they're going to keep it around?
For sure. And that comes back to just understanding the customer, understanding who's there and who's coming in there and why they're there, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And the follow-up is so important with exhibiting at a trade show, capturing those leads. There's so many easy ways to capture leads now, but the follow-up sucks. Follow-up. I always say before you go to a trade show and exhibit, you should have your follow-up sequences all set up. You should have your email sequences ready to trigger so you can load your database in there and send out those follow-ups. I don't think letting your salespeople do it just one at a time is effective. I think it needs to be automated, and it has to have someone looking at it and have accountability. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. And exhibiting without follow-up is almost, to me, like, why bother?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why even go if you're not following up? Unless you're like your clients that were crushing it, selling trips at the trade show. That's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's so true. It's so true. And now, obviously, we can do so many more cool things with printing and 3D printing and everything. What are some of the cooler things that you're doing now to really stand out at trade shows?
No, we're doing a lot of fabric. So we're doing a lot of dye sublimation fabric that the colors are just, they just pop. Very, very colorful. So they're easy to set up, very colorful. I would say that's the biggest change that I've seen is it's gotten away from your standard booth. That was the panels you'd hang up. You put the structure up, hang the panels. Now it's a lot of fabric. So the colors are more vibrant. They last longer, easier to clean. That's what I see the biggest thing.
Yeah. And it's lighter too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shipping. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's.
Oh, I know. You know. I've definitely dragged some of those trade show booths around and man, you're like, can I just leave this here?
The setup was always, it took hours, right? And you had to get the panels lined just the magnets had to line up the panels just right. And, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that was literally it's so much easier now. You know, there's these fabric backdrops. Now you even leave the graphic on the hardware in the case. You just open it up. Fabric pops up. You're good to go.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. And it makes it so much easier and enjoy it and also makes you want to do more trade shows. And if you come in there with a plan.
Plan, right? That's good.
Yeah. Just showing up with a backdrop and some cards. I see so many people do that. And then they wonder why the trade show didn't work for them.
Well, trade shows are extremely expensive. If you think about it, let's say you get 100 leads and you've spent $10,000. You're paying a lot per lead. So it's like any kind of marketing, you really need to figure out what you're going to spend per lead, what you're going to do to really close them, right? So that you figure out the math before you even start. Yeah. It's just regular marketing, Ian. It's just like when you do a digital marketing campaign and you get 800 leads in a month and you don't email or call any of them. And you, well, why did I get any new customers? It's all in the planning and then the executing the plan.
It is. That's so big. So tell me a little bit about working with you at digitalartsimaging.com. A little bit more about who you work with and how they get started.
Yeah, I work with a boutique agency, really a company where we work with mostly pharmaceutical companies. One of our big clients is ANA, Association of National Advertisers. They're pretty big. We do work nationwide. So we have clients all the way from California to New York, but we're not a big company. And if you want to work with us, you can email us or email me, robert@digitalartsimaging.com or info. And we basically take a look at what our customers are trying to sell, what their goals are, and we try to guide them into the right venues. We try to guide them with the right hardware and graphics, follow-up sequences. We do all of that. We help them with all of that.
Wow.
And we'll even call the prospects for them if they're too busy. So we try to do that for our clients. Make sure that they get their bang for the buck. And they're spending a fortune. They need to get new clients.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we'll put a link to digitalartsimaging.com in the show notes. And do you spend any time on social media or are you just always at trade shows?
No, I'm on social media. I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to record videos today. I'm trying to do tips. I'm trying to do one day a month at least creating content. So mostly nice. I'm on LinkedIn.
All right. Put a link to your LinkedIn in the show notes as well. Rob, thank you so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show.
Ian, my pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you all for taking Rob and I on a journey. This has been I on Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.